ஓம் ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். We are now discussing subject matter of the sixth section called Antar Hridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. You know, this morning I did a class. Just I finished a class, went for my brunch and came back. It's a beautiful class. What is important about it? The Hiranyagarbha Upasanam is discussed there also as part of the Panchakosha analysis. Seeing exactly what is here also. This is all preparation for this meditation set. People may think, even though we are not expected to practice some meditations, this Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, see, Vyakriti Upasanam may not be possible, but understanding the Hiranyagarbha Upasanam is very important because this is going to be used later on in our Panchakosha Viveka. Analysis of five koshas. Okay. So, what is Upasanam? What is Upasana meditation? The word Veda means knows. The Veda also means meditates. How can you combine knowing and meditating? The two, it looks as though they're two different actions. Absolutely knowing means knowing one's Rupam being pure consciousness, Brahma. That is absolute knowledge. There's no mental activity. But before that, in mental activity, knowing is involved. In absolute knowing, just the jnanam. Upasanam is meant by the term vedanam. Veda means knows. Veda also means meditates. Why this verb means both? Because upasanam is not sitting somewhere closing one's eyes, but living in the awareness of total. Beautiful definition. What is meditation? Living in the awareness of total. If you repeat a mantra, it is japaha. It's a mental activity, pre-preparation for meditation. So according to Shastram, appreciation of the total. Appreciation of the macrocosmic being, the total, means living in the awareness of total. Living in the awareness of total is actually a thinking process. Okay, how you see, I am non-different from Bhagavan, even at the grossest level, prana level, mental level, actually intellectual level. And that is what is Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. Seeing oneself, one's own intellect, which is a seat of ahankara, which is the manifesting medium form of consciousness, where manifestation of knowledge obtains. Okay. Seeing this manifestation of knowledge obtaining in one's own intellect being non-separate from, non-different from the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in all the intellects, in all subtle bodies, is being aware of the total, living in awareness of the total. Seeing oneself being non-separate from the total, which is upasanam, it involves a thinking process. Okay, it's a very beautiful lesson. I wish you appreciate what I'm saying. And nobody else in the world teaches this very, very beautiful, like Pujya Swamiji. And you also, so living in awareness of the total, seeing oneself being non-different from the total, at the intellectual level, okay, seeing that manifestation of knowledge obtaining in one's own intellect is not different from the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in all the subtle aspects of the entire universe. Is the upasanam, repeatedly seeing this is upasanam, that is a thinking process. Upasanam is not sitting somewhere and closing your eyes, it is living in the awareness of the total. Okay. Therefore, it's going to be very useful that time. Now we are seeing page number 190. Who is Hiranyagarbha? We saw yesterday. We saw the meanings of Purushaha, Manomayaha, Hiranmayaha. Now, again, who is this Hiranyagarbha? Tasya evam lakshanasya, tasyevam lakshanasya. So, Hiranyagarbhasya. So, the Hiranyagarbha, who is of these attributes? What are his attributes? He is a Manomayaha. He is Manovijnanam. He is knowledge obtaining in him of, knowledge obtaining in all the intellects. He is involved act of knowing. And then he is relatively eternal. And he is, because he is manifest knowledge, he is of nature of effulgence. These are his three attributes we saw. That's Hiranyagarbhas. Hridayakashe, in the space within the heart, there is antahkaranam indriyam, which is imperceptible. Within the perceptible physical heart, there is space. Within that space, there is mind. In that mind, there is space. What is the space? The mind wherein the ahankara is accommodated. Okay. One who is the person who sees that ahankara, the knowledge obtaining in the form of self-knowledge, self-existence, knowledge of self-existence, obtaining in him of thought in terms of I am in one's own mind. Also that mind, which is manifestation of knowledge. One who sees that mind and the knowledge being manifest in that mind as Hiranyagarbha, who is of the attributes described above. The person who sees the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in one's own mind as the knowledge manifest in all sukshma shariram's as Hiranyagarbha, who is eternal, who is Hiranmayaha, who is Manamayaha, etc. That person who sees, he is said to be Sakshatkritaha. Sakshatkritaha means one who has seen the identity between one's own antahkaranam and the samashti antahkaranam. One who has seen the identity between the knowledge manifest in one's own mind and the knowledge manifest in the totality of minds. Thereby, one who has seen the oneness of total, one who has seen the oneness of total, totality of Hiranyagarbha, one who has seen oneness of the totality or total or Hiranyagarbha, from the standpoint of the intellect. So for the intellectual level, appreciation of oneness of Ishvara at the intellectual level. The person who lives in the wish, in the awareness of oneness of Ishvara, in the form of manifestation of knowledge obtaining in all the subtle bodies. Such a person is called Vidwan. So vidushaha is a possessive case of vidwan. Sakshatkritasya vidushaha. Yaha vidwan sakshatkritavan. Tasya vidushaha sakshatkritasya. Hridaya akashe atmabhutaha. So the person who has seen this fact of the oneness of Hiranyagarbha, and Hiranyagarbha is there in the mind of the such a vidwan, yani atmabhutaha atmabhutasya indra rupasya yidrusha swarupa pratipattaye margaha abhidiyate. Now margaha abhidiyate means path is now mentioned, path is now revealed, path is presented. Path is presented for what? For the attainment of Hiranyagarbha, who is the Lord, who is in the name of the Lord of Hiranyagarbha Lokaha, Indra Rupaha, who is in the form of Indraha, who is in the name of Lord of Brahma Lokaha. So for the attainment of Hiranyagarbha, who is in the name of Indraha, the Lord of Brahma Loka, who alone is there in the form of the manifest knowledge in the intellect of the meditator, and who is of the attributes described above, that Hiranyagarbha. Okay, to attain Hiranyagarbha, your path is presented, path is described. Tasya evam lakshanasya sakshatkrutasya vidushaha atmabhutasya indrarupasya yidusha swarupa pratipattaye margaha abhidiyate. Abba, he just describes Hiranyagarbha with so many words. Simply he could have told what? The path is now presented. Path to reach Hiranyagarbha is presented. Finished. But path to reach which Hiranyagarbha? The big description. Evam lakshanaha Hiranyagarbha hridaya vidushaha sakshatkrutasya hridayakashe atmabhutaha Hiranyagarbha indrarupaha Hiranyagarbha. Three adjectives. Okay. To attain such Hiranyagarbha, here path is described here. Okay. Now, in page number 191. See, in page number 190, you need not worry. What Shankaracharya says, the path to attain the Hiranyagarbha is presented, discussed here. And who is that Hiranyagarbha? Three adjectives are given. Okay? Don't worry. Now, what is that path? That is described in 191. You can say, now, marga pratipadanam. Explanation of the path. Hridayadurdhvam pravrutta. I want to make you read English also, don't worry. Hridayad urdhvam pravrutta sushumna nama nadi yoga shastreshu prasiddha. See, yoga shastreshu prasiddha mean prasiddha, well known, popular. What is well known? What is popular? Here, sushumna nama nadi. The nadi known as sushumna. Sushumna nama nadi prasiddha. The nadi known as sushumna is very well known. Where is that nadi? Where is well known? Yoga shastreshu. In the yoga shastram. So, in the shastram, in this text having subject matter as yoga, yoga shastreshu, in the textbooks which have yoga as the subject matter, there in that yoga shastras, the sushumna nadi is very well known. Sushumna nama nadi, yoga shastreshu prasiddha. And which is that nadi? Hridayatu urdhvam pravrutta. Hridayatu urdhvam. Urdhvam above. Above what? Hridayat. Above the heart. Hridayathirindu melaha. The Tamil translation. Okay. Hridayatu urdhvam. It means above the heart. Hridayathirindu melaha. From above the heart. From above the heart. Hridayat urdhvam, Pravritta. Pravritta means what? That which has emerged. See, Pravritta is a participle, but now it comes as an adjective. Pravritta, the nadi which emerged, which has emerged from above the heart, is called Hridayat Urdhvam Pravritta Sushumna Nama Nadi Shayoga Shastreshu Prasiddha. Okay, it is well known in Yoga Shastram. Okay. Now, sa cha antarena madhye prasiddhe taluke talukayoho gata. Okay. Sa means what? Sa nadi. Sa sushumna nadi. That sushumna nadi cha and antarena cha antarena chantarena. Sa sushumna nadi cha antarena. Antarena means what? Madhye. Antarena means madhye. Madhye means what? In the middle of, middle. In the middle of what? In the middle of prasiddhe taluke. Prasiddha means well known. Prasiddha talukam. Prasiddham talukam. Singular. Prasiddhe taluke. In the middle of two palates. So the Sushumna Nadi, Sa Sushumna Nadi, Antarena Taluke, that is the Upanishad mantra. Antarena Taluke is the Upanishad words. Are you able to follow? Antarena Taluke, Upanishad words. What Shankaracharya writes here? Antarena, he writes the meaning of Madhye. Madhye means what? In the middle. In the middle of what? Prasiddhe taluke. In the middle of two palates. So taluke is dual. Talukam, taluke, talukani. Okay. So he says, talukayoho. Talukayoho gata. So, antarena madhye prasiddhe taluke means talukayoho gata. So that sushumna nadi which has emerged from above the heart passes, goes through the middle of two palates, which are well known. Goes through the well known two palates, which goes through the middle of the two palates. Okay. Now, next. Yaha cha yaschaishaha. Yaschaisha. To break it, yaha cha yeshaha. Talukayor madhye. Yaha cha yesh and cha and. Yaha yeshaha. That something is there. What is that? Stanaha iva avalambate. Stanaha iva avalambate. Stanaha means udder. So yeshaha, yaha yeshaha. Means that which is lambate, avalambate hangs, hanging, no hangs, tunguhiradu, avalambate. What is it which is hanging? What is it which hangs? Like the adder, there is a mamsa khandaha, yaha yeshaha, mamsa khandaha avalambate, there hangs a piece of flesh. Mamsa khandaha, a piece of flesh. A small piece of flesh hangs. Stanaha iva, like the udder. Iva, like stanaha udder. Where does it hang? This piece of flesh, look, which is like the udder. Where does it hang? Kutra avalambate. Talukayoho madhye. So talukayoho madhye. Stanaha iva mamsa kandaha avalambate. You see, the Yaha, Yeshaha are now simply added in the mantras. Wherever necessary, we'll take it, otherwise we can leave them. Yaha, relative pronoun, he who, the one who, that which, Yeshaha, this. Yaha, cha, Yeshaha, just leave them all. Yaha, the relative pronoun. Yeshaha, this. It's all masculine pronouns. If you leave them, stalukayoho madhye, stanaha iva, mamsa kandaha avalambate. In between these palates, there hangs a piece of flesh like the udder. Tasya antarena etat. Antarena iti etat. Now, tasya antarena iti etat. What does it mean? This Sushumna Nadi, which is very well-known Yoga Shastras, which has emerged from above the heart, which goes through the well-known two palates, actually, which goes through the two palates, means in between the two palates, there hangs a piece of flesh looking like the udder. It goes through that mamsakandaha. It goes through that udder-like piece of flesh. The Sushumna Nadi goes in between the talukams, in between the palates means, it goes in the middle through the piece of flesh hanging. Look, hang piece of flesh like an udder hanging in between these palates. Talukayoho madhye stanaha iva mamsakandaha avalambate. Tasya mamsakandasya antarena. So in the middle of that piece of flesh looking like udder, in between that two palates, the straight in the middle of the body, this Sushumna Nadi goes, pauses. Okay, ityetat. Next slide. Wherever I leave, just take it. This for sake of understanding only. Yetat uchchate. End sollapadigirathu. That's not important. We leave it. Yatracha. Keshantaha. Keshantaha is a compound word. Keshanam antaha. Keshantaha. Keshantaha means what? End of the hair. Okay. When you say the Sushumna Nadi goes, passes through, it has emerged from above the heart, it goes in the middle of the two palates. In the middle of the palates, two palates, there also hangs a udder-like flesh piece. And through the middle of that, it goes upwards. How far can it go? It can only go up to the skull of the head, not beyond that. No, it goes upwards. So, keshanam antaha yatra, where the hair, the division of the hair ends. Antaha means avasanam. Shankaracharya writes beautiful. See, when you have to write separately, antaha is the original word. Keshanto vivartate, mantra says. Shankaracharya writes the meaning antaha is equal to avasanam. Avasanam means you must write the word antaha, then you must write avasanam. Avasanam means what? Moolam. Avasanam, moolam, two words he gives, two minutes he gives. Avasanam, moolam. Okay. So end of the hair. So keshanam antaha. Avasanam, moolam. Keshantaha. Vivartate. Vivartate means what? Vibhagena vartate. vibhagena vartate. Vibhagaha means division. So division of the hair ends. So this Sushumnadi goes in the middle of the body, goes upwards. How far? Where the division of the hair ends. Keshanam antaha vivartate. Keshanam moolam avasanam vibhagena vartate. Okay. Where is this division of the hair ending? Where does the division of the hair end? Murdha pradeshaha ityartaha. Murdha pradeshaha. Murdha means head. The head area, that's the meaning. Murdha pradeshaha. Murdha pradeshaha means the skull of the head or the crown of the skull. See, crown of the skull means just the holy skull only. Crown of the skull is the top of the skull. Murdha pradesha means the top of the skull in the head. Called Murdha pradesha. Is it clear now? You can read English translation of Swamiji's book. I can see that in the Yoga Shastram, a nadi by the name Sushumna is well known, which emerges from above the heart. And this nadi passes through the middle of the two palates that are well known. It also passes through the fleshy part that looks like a nipple hanging between the middle of the two palates. It further goes upwards where the division of the hair ends. In short, that means the crown of the skull, means the top part of the skull. Okay, homework for you. Page number 191. Homework. See, unless you sit and read immediately after I finish teaching the whole thing, you will not get anything. You will forget everything. So, homework for you, 192 also. Okay, 193. If you have patience and if you have complete this first section, Sikshavali, then you will thoroughly enjoy Brahmanandavali. Okay. Tam desham prapyamana tenantarena vyapohya vibhajya vidarya sirsha kapale shirah kapale vinirgata ya sendra yonirandrasya brahmano yonir margaha swarupa pratipattidwaram ityartaha. I can make you read after me hereafter. See, tam desham prapyamana. Tam desham prapyamana. What does it mean? See, tam desham prapyamana. Here, Sushumnanadi. We talk about Sushumnanadi. We have seen already. It goes upwards to the bottom, the top of the skull, where the division of the hair ends. Okay, there, tam desham, that area. Tam desham is what? That is saha deshaha, that part, that area. Tam desham avvidattai, tam desham, that place, that area, that part of the skull, it reaches. What reaches? Sushumna nadi tam desham prapnoti. First sentence, make it. Sushumna nadi tam desham prapnoti. Kam desham prapnoti yatra keshantaha vartate. The division of the keshanam antaha vibhagaha yatra vartate. So where the division of the hair ends, that place, that this Sushumna nadi prapnoti. So prapyamana tena antarena vyapohya. The lead word prapyamana time being, okay? Prapnoti, take it. Then I tell you. So prapyamana is a shanach pratyanta shabdha. In fact, it must have been Prapnuvati, not Prapyamana. We should correct it. So Prapnuvati, Shatruanta, it must have been. So Prapyamana is a passive verb. So Prapnuvati, reaching that place, Sushumna Nadi, reaching that place. In the place of Prapyamana, you can, within the brackets, you can write Prapnuvati. Prapnoti, Shatru is Prapnuvati. Sushumna Nadi, reaching that place. The Tena Antarena. Tena Antarena. Vyapohya. Antarena Vyapohya. Here Antarena does not mean middle here. Okay. Vyapohya. Vyapohya Shankaracharya gives Vibhajya. Vyapohya Vibhajya. Vibhajya means what now? Separating, dividing. Vibhajya means having separated, having divided literally. But here having broken. Vyapohya, having broken. Vyapohati. Vyapohati is the verb Vyapohya. Having broken, having opened, having vibhajya, having divided, having broken, broken, vibhajya. Vidarya, 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 vibhajya, vyapohya. Shankara gives two extra meanings. Vyapohya, vyapohya, sirshaka pale. He gives the word, Shastra gives the word Vyapohya. Shankaracharya gives the word Vibhajya. Pilandu. Vidarya. Same meaning. Having broken. Having broken. It means what? Having opened it, breaking. Having opened, breaking. Having opened, breaking, this much, because one verb tells that. Having opened, breaking, what? The skull. Skull. That. Sirsha kapale. Kim vyapohya? Sirsha kapale vyapohya. Sirsha kapale vyapohya. So having opened, breaking the skull. Sirsha kapalam. Kapalam means skull. Sirsha means head. Therefore, sirsha kapala means there's no skull anywhere else except the head. Therefore, he just says skull. Otherwise, you should say skull in the head. There's no skull anywhere else. Therefore, sirsha kapale vyapohya, having opened, breaking the skull. Okay, Sushumna Nadi goes out. It's understood. So, tam desham prapnuvati or prapya. Tam desham prapya. Tena antarena vyapohya. Through that. Tena antarena means through that. It goes out. How, having opened, breaking the skull in the head. Now, shirah kapale, sirsha kapale, Shankaracharya writes shirah kapale. Are you able to follow? Sirsha kapale, mantra's word. Shankara Bhagavatpada's meaning is what? Shirah kapale. Kapalasya vibhajanam kritva. Kapalasya vibhajanam kritva. Kapalasya vidaranam kritva. Kapalam vidarya. That's the meaning. Kapale vidarya. Means shirasaha. Shirasaha kapalam vibhajya. So having opened, breaking the skull, the head. Now, vinirgata, vinirgata is a participle. Vinirgachati is the verb. Gachati, nirgachati, vinirgachati. Two prefixes. Vinirgachati goes out. Gets out, goes out. Gachati simply goes. Vinirgachati emerges out, goes out. And vinirgata participle. Vinirgataha adjective. No, vinirgata. It goes out. Emerges out. What is it which emerges out? Sushumna nadi. Sushumna nadi kutaha vinirgachati. Where does it emerge out? Kutaha vinirgata. It's a shirasaha kapalat. Shirasaha kapalat vinirgachati. It goes out of the skull of the head. How does it go out of the skull of the head? Katham shirasaha kapalat katham gachati. Shirah kapalat katham vinirgachati. Shirah kapalam, shirah kapale vidarya vibhajya vyapohya. So having opened, breaking the shirah kapala, the skull in the head, sushumna nadi vinirgachati, vinirgata bhavati. Okay. Ya sendrayonihi. There you have to say sa indra yonihi. Sa indra yonihi. Ya sa indra yonihi. Ya sa indra yonihi. Sa indra yonihi, sendra yonihi. You know, it's a gunasandhi. Okay. Now, indra yonihi means what? Here, yonihi literally means cause. But here, yonihi should be taken as the path. Path. Yonihi here means the path. Indrasya yonihi, indra yonihi. The path, indrasya, it's not path of the indra. Indraha is Hiranyagarbha. Indra yonihi means indrasya yonihi. Indrasya margaha. Indrasya margaha means Hiranyagarbhasya margaha. Brahmanaha margaha. The path which will take, which will reach, going through which one can reach Brahmalokaha. The path going through which, traveling through which one can reach Indraloka or Brahmaloka is said to be Indrayonihi. The Indrayonihi is the yoni, the margaha, traveling through which one can reach Indraloka is said to be Indrayonihi. Therefore, it's also known as what? Brahmanaha yonihi, margaha. Ya sa indrayonihi, indrasya brahmanaha yonihi. I'm breaking the sentence up. Ya sa indrayonihi. Shankara Bhagavatpada writes, indrasya. Indrasya means what? Brahmanaha. Yonihi means margaha. Got it now? See, he writes the meaning. Indrasya is equal to brahmanaha. Brahmanaha means what? Saguna brahmanaha Hiranyagarbhasya. Yonihi margaha. See, the original word is yonihi. Shankara writes the word margaha, path. Okay. That path, which is the path leading one to Indraloka, the world of Hiranyagarbha, is Indrayonihi. Okay. So this Sushumna Nadi, which goes, emerges out, breaking open the skull, the head, goes upward, which is said to be Indrayonihi, which takes one to Indraloka. For what? What is the purpose? What is the purpose that is said here? What is the purpose of Sushumna Nadi breaking the which comes out, break open the skull that is said here? Swarupa Pratipatti Dwaram. Swarupa Pratipatti Dwaram Ityartaha. So Dwaram means entrance. Are you all with me? Hope you're not lost. Dwaram means entrance. Pratipattihi means attainment. Swarupam means swarupam, nature. So entrance to or entrance for attaining the nature of Hiranyagarbha. From Hiranyagarbhasya Swarupa Pratipatti Dwaram. This is an entrance going through which one can attain the attribute of Hiranyagarbha. Repeat it. Swarupa Pratipatti Dwaram. Swarupa Pratipatti Dwaram. Dwaram, entrance. Pratipattihi, attainment. So entrance for the attainment of the swarupam, nature is understood as attribute. Entrance for attaining the nature of Hiranyagarbha means entrance for attaining the attribute of Hiranyagarbha by becoming one with Hiranyagarbha. One can attain the nature of Hiranyagarbha, attribute of Hiranyagarbha. One can enjoy all the attributes and nature of Hiranyagarbha only when a person becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. So in order to become one with Hiranyagarbha, to remain as Hiranyagarbha, thereby to enjoy all the attributes of Hiranyagarbha as one's own attributes, for that, one has to go to Brahma Loka to be one with Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, this is the entrance. This Indra Yonihi, the path, this is the entrance. This is the path going through which one can attain the nature of Hiranyagarbha. Swarupa Pratipatyartham Dwaram Ityartaha. This is the meaning. Which means the Sushumna Nadi, which goes upwards, breaking open the skull, becomes the entrance through which one goes to the Brahma Loka. Now homework for you. 193. So the Sushumna Nadi reaching that place emerges out by breaking open the skull. This is called the gateway to the Lord, the path for reaching Hiranyagarbha. It means it is the gateway to gaining the nature of Brahman. Rest homework for you. Okay. See, going to Brahma Loka and there remaining one with Hiranyagarbha means, Puja Swamiji beautifully says, remaining in subtle form without the physical identity, without having any identity with the physical body. So to remain without physical identity, one should be there without assuming a physical body. If one has to remain without assuming a physical body, one must have a lot of punyam. Otherwise, the parabdha karma will keep a physical body ready for the person to assume to be born again. Again, one has to go through life of samsara. So when a person escapes assuming the physical body for length of time, and one can remain in certain subtle form without the physical identity, which is said to be remaining one with Hiranyagarbha, then one enjoys that one can avoid this going through the experience of pairs of opposites, which means a person has only pleasure, like in sleep. Okay, this is the Supriti Swamiji's explanation for that. So one can remain, but it is not an easy job. One needs a lot of punyam. One has to earn abundance of punyam in order not to assume a body, not to be born again, not to have physical identity. This is what is actually Hiranyagarbha Loka Praptihi. And it means one has to remain, go some distance and have to remain in subtle form to avoid this assuming physical body, thereby to avoid the physical identity also. And this upasanam is said to be Ahangraha Upasanam. Why? Because instead of invoking Hiranyagarbha outside upon some other alambanams like Vyakritihi, the Upasaka invokes Hiranyagarbha in one's own Antahkaranam, where one's own Antahkaranam obtaining within the space inside the heart. Therefore, one sees one's own Antahkaranam being non-different from Samashti Antahkaranam Hiranyagarbha. Seeing one's own intellect being non-different from total Antahkaranam. It means seeing the knowledge manifest in one's own intellect being non-different from knowledge manifest in the totality of Antahkaranani. And this is actually seeing the non-difference is actually seeing the oneness of Ishvara. This is what I mentioned earlier. Buddha Swamiji beautifully says, living in awareness of the total. And which is a thinking process, this is the upasana. Page number 194. Are you all ready? Tayevam vidvan manomayatmadarshi murdhno vinishkramya asya lokasyadishtata bhoriti vyahriti rupo yognir mahato brahmanongabhotaha tasmin nagnau pratitishtatyanganyatmana imam lokam prapvyapnoti tyartaha. Let me break it. Taya evam in this manner. In which manner? In this manner, how this upasakaha. Okay, we are going to see. Taya evam vidvan. So vidvan here literally means jnani, but here vidvan is upasakaha. Vidvan here is upasakaha. Upasakaha means meditator. Okay. Meditator in this manner. In this manner. Now he goes to Brahmaloka. That is implied. How taya? Taya means what? Taya sushumnaya nadya. Through that sushumna nadi, this meditator in this manner goes to Brahmaloka. That is the meaning. Vidvan, meditator, upasakaha, evam in this manner, taya sushumnaya nadya, through the sushumna nadi, okay, going upwards, and then he goes to the Brahmaloka. Okay. Who is this Vidvan? Shankaracharya writes the beautiful meaning. Please make a note. Vidwan literally means meditator. Shankar writes, Manomayatma Darshi. Beautiful meaning. Manomayatma Darshi. Manomayatma Darshi. Darshi means literally seer. But here, Darshi means meditator. Okay, manomaya Manomayatma Darshi means, Manomayatma means Hiranyagarbha. We know, we've already seen Manomayaha. Hiranyagarbha is called Manomayatma. Why Hiranyagarbha is called Manomayatma? Because the all-pervasive, the man of Hiranyagarbha is Ishwaraha, the Lord. As Lord, He is the one who is manifest in the form of knowledge. Hiranyagarbha is in the form of manifest knowledge in all the intellects, but He is all-pervasive. So, Manomayatma means Hiranyagarbha. So, Sarveshu Manasu Yaha Tishtati. Okay. Sarvani Manamsi Apnoti. Iti Sarva Manomaya Atma. What does it mean? Hiranyagarbha, who is in the form of manifest knowledge in all the minds, who is identified with all the minds, is Manomaya Atma. So Manomaya Atma Darshi means this meditator, who sees the oneness of Hiranyagarbha. The meditator who sees the oneness of Manomayatma. Oneness of Manomayatma, Hiranyagarbha, is called Manomayatma Darshi. Hiranyagarbha Darshi. Hiranyagarbha Darshi means the one who sees the oneness of Hiranyagarbha. One who appreciates the fact of the oneness of Hiranyagarbha. How many Ishwaras are there? The only Ishwara. Only Hiranyagarbha. Why? The manifestation of knowledge. What is manifest is only knowledge. Only knowledge is manifest in all the antahkaranani, in all the minds, uniformly. Just as what is the only truth of all the waves, and I'm talking about the intellectual level, okay? His manifest knowledge, not about the pure knowledge. The manifest knowledge, only manifest, even though so many manifestations, so all manifest knowledge in obtaining in all the Sukshmadhirani, one and the only Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, the manifest knowledge obtaining in all the subtle bodies, all the antakkaranani, identified with all the antakkaranani, is known as Hiranyagarbha Manomaya Atma. The Darshi, one who sees the oneness of Hiranyagarbha, which means oneness of Hiranyagarbha means he sees his own manaha, mind being non-different, his own intellect being non-different from Hiranyagarbha. Why? The Hiranyagarbha who is there in all the antakkaranams is there also in this antakkaranam. All the antakkaranams are Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, this antakkaranam, my antakkaranam also is non-different from Hiranyagarbha. Just as the ocean pervades the wave, Hiranyagarbha who is in the form of totality of antakkaranani pervades my antakkaranam. This antakkaranam is non-different from entire totality of antakkaranani. It's all Hiranyagarbha. It's called what? Seeing one's own intellect being non-different from totality of intellects, which is thereby seeing one's own Vijnanamaya Atma being non-different from the totality of Vijnanamaya Atmanaha. This is called what? Seeing the oneness of Hiranyagarbha. The seer of the oneness of Hiranyagarbha at the intellectual level is called Manomayatma Darshi. Is it clear? And that person, that's why I said Upasanam is not some sitting and doing something. Upasanam is living in awareness of total. then that person murdhanaha vinishkramya, this meditator. So Shankara Bhagavatpada gives a very beautiful meaning. Vidwan, for that meaning, meditator means not simply the one who lives in sitting his eyes closed. The whole life he appreciates this fact of oneself being non-different from total at the intellectual level. He is called Manomaya Atmadarshi. He is Murdhanaha Vinishkramya. Vinishkramya. See, Vinishkramate. Vinishkramate. Nishkramate crosses, goes. Nishkramate goes up. Vinishkramate goes out. Vinishkramya, having emerged out. Emerged out from the skull. Murdhanaha, from the head. Murdhanaha is a positive case of murdhan. Murdhan shabdha, murdha. Murdhanaha, vinishkramya. Having emerged out from the skull. Having emerged from the skull of the head. It's understood. Asya lokasya adhishtata. Asya lokasya adhishtata bhuhu iti. He goes there. Then what happens? Bhuhu iti. Asya lokasya adhishtata. Bhuhu iti vyahriti rupaha. Yaha agnihi mahataha brahmanaha angabhutaha. If it make it clear for you, wait. Asya lokasya adhishtata. Adhishtata. But know the meaning first. Adhishtata. Asya lokasya adhishtata. I want to tell you, adhitishtati is the verb. Adhitishtati is the verb. From there, you get this adjective adhishtata. Adhitishtati, adhishtata. Adhitishtati means presides over. Adhitishtati presides over. Adhishtata, the one who presides over. Adhitishtati, etam lokam adhitishtati, means one who presides over this world, presides over this world. So, asya lokasya pratishtata, the one who presides over this world, ayam lokaha means what? This world. Okay. Who is the one who presides over this world? Is Agni Devata. Agni Devata, Agnihi is said to be the Adhishtata of this world. The one who presides over this Bhuloka, this world of mortals, our world. This world is presided over by Agni Bhagavan. Therefore, Agnihi is called Bhuloka Adhishtata. Bhuloka Adhishtata is Agnihi. So this person who goes to Brahmaloka first, here, he abides. The meditator who goes to Brahmaloka first abides in the Agni Devata. I'll explain this to you later on. Now understand this. Asya Lokasya Adhishtata Bhuhu. Okay. Who is this Agni Devata? Agni Devata is the Angam. Agni Devata is the Angam of Hiranyagarbha. Agni Devata was invoked upon the Bhuhu Vyahritihi. See, during his meditation, Agni Devata was invoked upon the Bhuhu Vyahritihi. So this Upasakaha who goes to Brahmaloka and first abides in Agnihi, who was invoked upon the Bhuhu Vyahritihi. I'm repeating the sentence. This meditator goes to Brahmalokaha, abides in Agnihi. Why? Because Agni was invoked upon the Vyahritihi Bhuhu. And who is this Agnihi? He is the presiding deity of this world. Okay. Vyahriti Rupaha means what? One who was invoked upon the Vyahritihi Bhuhu. Agni Devata was invoked upon Vyahritihi Bhuhu. Therefore, now this meditator, as a result of which, having gone to Brahmaloka, he abides in this Agnihi. And who is this Agnihi? He is the Adhishtata of this world. Okay. At the same time, Agnihi is also Anga Devata of Hiranyagarbha. Anga Devata of Hiranyagarbha, who was invoked upon the Vyahritihi Mahaha. So, Hiranyagarbha was invoked upon the Mahaha Vyahritihi, and Agni is the Anga Devata of Hiranyagarbha Mahaha. Hiranyagarbha was invoked upon Mahaha, and this person abides in Agnihi first. Then, Tasmin Agnau Pratitishtati. So, Shankaracharya first explains who is Agni Devata. Please make a note. Agni Devata is Adhishtana Devata of this Bhuloka. And this meditator meditated upon Agni. He invoked Agni in Bhuhu Vyahritihi. Therefore, and this Bhuhu Vyahritihi, this Agni Devata is the Angam of Hiranyagarbha, Limb of Hiranyagarbha, part of Hiranyagarbha, who was invoked upon the Vyahritihi Mahaha. And having gone to Brahmaloka, Tasmin Agnau Pratitishtati, he abides in that Agni Devata. Tasmin Agnau, in that Agni, Pratitishtati, he abides. He says, Agnau Agnyatmana Imam Lokam Vyapnoti Ityartaha. Please make a note. This person abides in Agnihi means, he in the form of the fire element, he pervades this entire universe. This person in the form of fire pervades this entire universe. Agni Atmana, Agnyatmana means what? Agni Atmana, Agnyatmana. That is a end sandhi. Agni Atmana. Atmana means in the form of Agni. Agni Rupena. Agni Atmana means Agni Rupena. In the form of Agni, Agni Atmana, Agni Rupena, Imam Lokam, this world, Vyapnoti, that person pervades. See, initially he had a physical body, he was an individual. As a result of practice of meditation, as a result of this repeatedly seeing the, remaining in the awareness of oneness consciously, as a result of which this person, after the death, what happens? The physical identity is not there, in subtle form, and he travels through Sushumna Nadi, goes to Brahmaloka first. He abides in Agnihi. Abiding in Agnihi means what? Abiding in Agnihi means he remains in the form of Agnihi. In the form of Agni, he pervades the entire world. Imam Lokam Vyapnoti Itartaha. Something very beautiful to understand. Okay, not only one thing, he is going to be abiding in all the devatas. I'll tell you how it is. First, understand the literal meaning of it. So, this person abides in Agni Devata, which means he pervades this entire world in the form of Agnihi. Agni Rupena, Agni Atmana, Imam Lokam Vyapnoti, Ityartaha. That is the meaning. அக்னி வடிவில் இவ்வுலகம் அனைத்தையும் அவன் வியாபிக்கிறான் என்பது பொருள். ஓகே, தட் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் செட் டு பி அபைடிங் இன் அக்னி. அக்னோ பிரதி திஷ்டதி போரித்யக்னோ பிரதி திஷ்டதி. வாட் இஸ் மந்திரா தேர்? போரித்யக்னோ பிரதி திஷ்டதி. பூஹு இதி அக்னோ பிரதி திஷ்டதி இஸ் தி மந்திரா. ஹவ் யூ சீன் தட்? போரித்யக்னோ பிரதி திஷ்டதி. திஸ் பர்சன் அபைட்ஸ் இன் வியாகிருத்திஹி பூஹு. வாட் இஸ் இட் மீன்? பர்சன் அபைட்ஸ் இன் அக்னி ஃபயர். வாட் இஸ் ஃபயர்? தி ஃபயர் இஸ் தி அங்க தேவதா ஆஃப் ஹிரண்யகர்பா. ஹி வாஸ் இன்வோக்ட் அப்பான் தி வியாகிருத்திஹி பூஹு. Therefore, he abides in Agnihi. In the form of Agni, he pervades this world. And who is this Agnihi? Agni is the Adhishtana Devata of this world. You mean the presiding deity of this world, who was invoked upon the Vyakritihi Bhuhu. Is Anga, limb of the Angi Hiranyagarbha. And Hiranyagarbha was invoked upon the Mahaha. Here he only first tells, Bhurityagno Pratitishtati. Then, next. Bhutatha, page number 195. Tatha Bhuvayiti Vayau. Next, what is the mantra? Bhuvayiti Vayau. You must remember the mantra also simultaneously. See the mantra first. Bhuva iti vayau. Have you seen now? Bhuva iti vayau. The Shankaracharya comments upon in page number 1975. Tatha bhuvaha iti. What is bhuvaha? Dvitiya vyahriti. Dvitiya vyahrityatmani vayau. So Vayuhu is the second devata who was invoked upon the Vyahrutihi Bhuvaha. Do you remember that? Bhuhu, Vayuhu Devata, Vayu Devata was invoked upon the Vyahrutihi Bhuvaha. Never Bhuvaha, Vayu said to be Dvitiya Vyahrityatma. Dvitiya Vyahrityatma is Vayuhu. Vayuhu is said to be the second Vyahrityatma. One who was invoked upon the second Vyahritihi Bhuvaha was Vayuhu. Dvitiya Vyahrityatma Vayuhu. So Dvitiya Vyahrityatmani Vayau Bhuvaiti Pratitishtati iti anuvartate. So he continues anuvartate. What he says, this upasaka, first he abides in Agnihi, which was invoked upon the Bhuhu Vyahritihi. Then he also abides in Vayuhu Devata, which was invoked upon the Bhuvaha Vyahritihi. So when you say he abides in Vayuhu, he abides in Vayu Devata, which was invoked upon Bhuvaha Vyahritihi. So presiding deity of the intermediary space is Vayuhu. Vayuhu is the presiding deity of the intermediary space, and this Vayuhu was invoked upon the Bhuvaha Vyahritihi, as a result of which now this Upasakaha, this Vayu also is what? Anga, another Angam, limb of the Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, now this person abides in Vayu Devata, means he pervades the universe in the form of Vayuhu. He pervades this world in the form of Agni. Now he pervades the intermediary space in the form of Vayu. See, it's a very beautiful lesson. You have to be with carefully. This person pervades the intermediary space in the form of Vayu. Is it clear now? See, he has to have Sarvatma Bhava. He has to become all pervasive like Hiranyagarbha. How can he become all pervasive Hiranyagarbha? By assuming all the attributes of Hiranyagarbha. Isn't it? So, Agnihi is the limb of Hiranyagarbha. So, Agni has to become his limb. Vayu has to become his limb. So, now, in the form of Agnihi, he pervades this world. And in the form of Vayu, he pervades the intermediary space. Okay, pervading the intermediary space in the form of Vayu is said to be what? Abiding in Vayu. Bhuvaha iti Vayau pratitishtati. That pratitishtati should be added with that. Bhuvaha iti Vayau pratitishtati. Bhuvaha iti vitiya vyahrityatmani Vayau pratitishtati. This person abides in Vayu Devata, which was invoked upon the Vyahrutihi Bhuvaha, the second Vyahrutihi Bhuvaha. And this Vayu is the presiding deity of the entire intermediary space. Therefore, he pervades the intermediary space in the form of Vayu. Okay, next. Suvarityadityē. Beautiful. Suvarityadityē. Suvaha iti adityē. The verb should be added. What is the verb? Pratitishtati should go with everything. Suvaha iti adityē pratitishtati. Okay. Bhuvaha iti vāyo pratitishtati. Bhuhu iti agno pratitishtati. Now suvaha iti tritiya vyāhrityātmani adityē pratitishtati. You have to supply the verb there. Suvaha iti. In page number 195, I'm in the second line. Are you able to follow? Okay. Suvariti. Suvariti. Sarga sandhi. Suvaha iti. Tritiya vyahrityatmani adityē pratitishtati. Now, this meditator invoked adityaha. Invoked the Surya Bhagavan. He invokes Surya Bhagavan in the third Vyahrutihi Suvaha. Therefore, Suvaha iti Tritiya Vyahrutyatmani. He invoked Surya Bhagavan in third Vyahrutihi Suvaha. Now, as a result of which, he abides in Aditya. He abides in Aditya, invoked upon the third Vyahrutihi Suvaha. Which means this Adityaha is the presiding deity of the heaven, the higher world. Aditya Devata is the presiding deity of the heaven. Suvaha, Swargaha. Therefore, this meditator now abides in the Aditya Devata, who was invoked upon the Vyahrutihi, third Vyahrutihi Suvaha. Thereby, he pervades the entire heaven in the form of Adityaha. In the form of Agni, he pervades this world. In the form of Vayuhu, he pervades the intermediary space. In the form of Aditya, he pervades the entire heaven. Which means he pervades all the three worlds. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. The meditator pervades all the three worlds means without the physical identity remaining in subtle form as one with Hiranyagarbha, he pervades all the three worlds. Not only that, we'll see next one. Maha iti angini chaturtha vyahrityatmani Brahmani pratitishtati. finally he abides in Hiranyagarbha. He abides in Hiranyagarbha, who was invoked upon the fourth Vyahritihi Mahaha. He abides in the Hiranyagarbha, the Angi Devata. Finally, he abides in Hiranyagarbha, the Angi Devata, who was invoked in upon the fourth Vyahritihi Mahaha. Which means, as the Hiranyagarbha, now he is Hiranyagarbha, Angi Devata. Therefore, all the Angas of Hiranyagarbha becomes his Angas. All the limbs of Hiranyagarbha becomes his limbs. Why? He is now Hiranyagarbha. This is the meaning. Okay. This person now abides in Hiranyagarbha means now as Hiranyagarbha, as the Angi Hiranyagarbha, having all the three Agnihi, Vayuhu, Adityayas limbs, he abides in Hiranyagarbha in totally, entirely, which means he pervades, remaining one with Hiranyagarbha, as Hiranyagarbha, without physical identity. Now he pervades all the three worlds as the Lord of all the three worlds, as Hiranyagarbha. Beautiful. Hope you appreciate this. Very beautiful. Abiding in, understood now? Abiding in Hiranyagarbha means, see, the Angi and Angani. If somebody becomes one with you, what does it mean? Your physical body is trunk. Your heads and legs. All the limbs of Hiranyagarbha becomes his limbs. Because he becomes Hiranyagarbha himself. He is the Angi Hiranyagarbha. And all the Angani limbs of Hiranyagarbha becomes his Angani. Now this meditator abides in Hiranyagarbha. Thereby all the limbs of Hiranyagarbha are his limbs. As presiding deities of both this world, intermediary space and the heaven, this person remaining one with Hiranyagarbha in subtle form, he pervades all the three worlds. He is called Sarvatma Bhavaha. Attainment of Sarvatma Bhavaha at the relative level. Okay? At the Hiranyagarbha level. Subtlest level. It's called attaining Sarvatma Bhavaha. Sarvatma Bhavaha means being the self of everything at subtlest level. At the subtle material level. At the intellectual level, being the self of all the worlds, all the beings at the intellectual level is called Sarvatma Bhavaha. It's called relative Sarvatma Bhavaha. Being Sarvatma, being the self of all the beings relatively is called what? Remaining one with Hiranyagarbha. Very thin layer between Hiranyagarbha and Parambrahma. Sagunam Brahma, Nirgunam Brahma. We understand the tetran. Don't worry. Suvaha iti tritiya vyahrityatmani aditye. Mahaha iti angini. Why angini? Angi devata is Hiranyagarbha. Angini, angin. Angi is a nakaranta shabda. Angini. Locative case of angi. Angini. Chaturtha vyahrityatmani brahmani. Angini chaturtha vyahrityatmani brahmani. Mean what now? Hiranyagarbhe. Saha patitishtati. He abides in Hiranyagarbha, who is invoked upon the fourth vyahritihi as the Angi Devata. Vyahrmaha as Angi Devata. As a result, what? Now he is one with Hiranyagarbha, is non-separate from Hiranyagarbha. This is called attaining the attributes or nature of Hiranyagarbha. Is it clear? If his limbs become your limbs, it's called attaining the attributes of Hiranyagarbha attend the nature of Hiranyagarbha. As an Ajnani meditator, he was only a simple individual, human, mortal human. Now, without the physical identity, now in subtle form, now he becomes Sarvatya, Sarvatma, as Hiranyagarbha, all pervasive Sarvatma. He pervades this world, he pervades intermediate space, he pervades the higher heaven also. Okay, what is the benefit of attaining oneness with Hiranyagarbha? He says, I'm going to stop here. 196. Teshu Atma Teshu Atma Bhavena Stitva. Teshu Atma Bhavena Stitva. Teshu Atma Bhavena Stitva. Now, this meditator, Steshu, Atma Bhavena Tishtati. Atma Bhavena, he remains in all of them. He remains with the thought, I am indeed all of them. Remaining in all of them, remaining as all of them, he remains with the thought. Remains with the thought, I am all of them. I am this Bhuloka. I am this Loka. I am the Swargaloka. I am all this. So, Atma Bhavena Tishtit. I am Agnihi. I am Vayuhu. I am Adityaha. I am all this. Aham Hiranyagarbha. That's the meaning. Teshu Atma Bhavena Tishtati. So, he remains. He remains the thought, I am all of them. So remaining with the thought, I am all of them. What happens? Apnoti Swarajyam. Brahma Bhutaha Swarajyam Apnoti. Brahma Bhutaha, having become one with Hiranyagarbha, Swarajyam Apnoti. He attains sovereignty. He attains sovereignty means what? Swarajya means what? He says, Swarad Bhavam. Swarad Bhavam means he has the lordship. Has the lordship. Swarad Bhava means the Swarad Bhava. He has the lordship. Swarad Bhavam. Swayameva Raja. Swarad Bhava means what? Swayameva Raja. Adhipatihi Bhavati. Swayameva Raja Bhavati. He becomes king himself. He becomes the Lord himself. Swayameva Raja Swarat. What is Swarat means? Virat means Vividam Rajate iti Virat. Swayameva Raja. Swayameva Raja. So you may wonder, king himself. He is the king himself. What a king means what? Adhipatihi. He is the Lord, boss himself. There is none superior to him. He becomes the Lord. Adhipatihi bhavati. Swayam Raja bhavati. Swarat bhavati. Swarat bhavam asya bhavati. It's what attaining sovereignty means, enjoying the lordship. For whom Anga Bhutanam Devanam Yatha Brahma. Just as Hiranyagarbha, the Angi Devata, enjoys all the limbs in the form of all the Devatas. Now he becomes the Lord of all the Anga Devatas. He becomes the Lord of Agni, Lord of Vayu, Lord of Aditya means he becomes the Lord of all the three worlds. It's called Ishwara Bhavaha. Okay, Swarad Bhavaha. So having the lordship, becoming the Adhipatihi, having the status of being the Lord of everything is called what? Attainment of Swarajyam. Swarajya Praptihi. Swarajyam Apnoti. But how does he attain Sarvarajyam? Brahma Bhutaha, having become one with Brahma. So he himself becomes the ruler. Because Hiranyagarbha is the lord of everything, ruler of everything. He has the lordship. So now being Hiranyagarbha, he also has this. It's called enjoying the attributes of Hiranyagarbha as his own attributes. Enjoying the nature of Hiranyagarbha as his own attributes. Teshu Atma Bhavena Stitva Brahma Bhotaha Swarajyam Apnoti Swarajbhavam Swayameva Raja Adipatihi Bhavati. Swarajyam Apnoti means what? Swarajbhavam Prapnoti Swayameva Raja Bhavati Swayameva Adipatihi Bhavati. Adipati of what? Anga Bhutanam Devanam. He becomes the lord of all the devas which are like limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha's limbs become his limbs, which means three limbs are nothing but three worlds. And therefore, he becomes the lord of everything. Now, Hiranyagarbha pervades in and through all the three worlds as the manifest knowledge. Beautiful. I tell you, it's very beautiful lesson. You will understand Ishvara concept thoroughly here. What is Ishvara? It will become very, very clear.